God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer. Amen.
Amen.
Two sonnets, both named All Souls. First by the poet and author Meg Sarkin. Did someone say that there would be an end, oh, an end, to love and mourning? Such voices speak when sleep and waking blend. The cold, bleak voices of the early morning, when all the birds are dumb in dark November. Remember and forget, forget, remember. After the false night, warm, true voices wake. Voice of the dead that touches the cold living. Through the pale sunlight, once more, gravely speak. Tell me again why the last leaves are falling. Dear child, what has been once so interwoven cannot be unwrapped, nor the gift ungiven. Now the dead move through all of us still glowing, mother and child, lover and lover mated, are wound and bound together and in flow. What has been plaited cannot be unplaited. Only the strands grow richer with each loss, and memory makes us kings and queens of all. Dark into light, light into darkness, spin, spin. When all the birds have flown to some real haven, we who find shelter in the warmth within, listen and feel now new cherish, new forgiven, as the lost human voices speak through us and blend our complex life, our mourning without end. And by Malcolm Geit, Anglican theologian, priest, and composer of hymns. Though Satan breaks our dark glass into shards, each shard still shines with Christ's reflected light. It glances from the eyes, kindles the words of all his unknown saints. The dark is bright with quiet lies and steady lights undimmed, the witness of the ones we shunned and shamed. Plain in our sight and far beyond our seeing, he leaves them with us in the web of our being. They stand beside us even as we breathe, alone and left behind, no one claimed. Unnumbered multitudes, he lifts above the shadow of the gibbet, the grave, to triumph where all saints are known and named, the gathered glories of his wounded love.
Almighty God, you have knit together your people in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Grant, we pray, to your whole church in paradise and on earth, your light and your peace. Grant to all who mourn a sure confidence in your tender mercy, that, casting all their grief on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Give courage and faith to those who grieve, that they may have strength to meet each day with courage, the comfort of hope, and the promise of eternal life with those they love. Help us in the midst of life and death and the mystery of our existence to believe and trust in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection to life everlasting. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and that we, through our Redeemer, may pass through the grave and gate of death to our joyful resurrection. Give endless light and eternal peace to all who have died. We remember those from St. Michael's who have died in this past year or have been interred in this past year. Margaret Rogers, Odin McKinney, Valerie Schmidt, Barbara Bangs, John Mitchell, John Lohman, priest, Lois Jacobs, Charles Wood, priest, Joseph Taranko, senior, Bob Sheehy, James Bush, Michelle McCarthy, Clyde Sorrell, Barbara Hinks. We remember others who have died and whose names are heard again as we speak them before you. Alice, John, Luke, Roy, Naomi, Warren, Luella, Raymond, Debbie, John, Ruth, Harriet, Most loving God, the death and resurrection of Jesus have opened for us a new and living way. Give us hope to overcome our fear. Help us entrust our departed friends and loved ones to your keeping, and let our sorrow find comfort in your care. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer.